If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No! You heard it. It's George Reister in
wow.
for Rob Parker, and we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
George is a frequent fill-in for Rob Parker. And if you didn't know, he's a talkative one. I don't know that what he's saying is makes much sense, but the brother is talkative.
He's an uppity one.
What's up, man? Welcome.
Man, I'm doing good, man. I'm, you know, probably better than I deserve to be, blessed and on top.
All right. That's always good to hear. We should have had you on a Worship Wednesday.
Man, always, man. You already know I'm ready. I'm ready for that. I'm waiting on him to put on some Helen Baylor or some Larnell around
wow.
his jaw.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, look, for those that don't know, I think most know, because like I said, you are a frequent fill-in on the show when Rob is off. But you got credentials. You got credentials on the radio. I mean, everybody knows you're a former NFL player, but I mean on the radio. Share with us. You have your own show on Sirius. Tell us about it when they can find it so they know, you know, I'm not bringing amateurs up in here.
You already know. So, on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. So that gives you opportunity to listen to The Odd Couple and then flip and then get a little dinner and then get back into it with the nightcap
with me. That it don't get no better than that. 3 hours of the Odd Couple, and then you sure it's 3 hours?
Yeah, 3 hours.
Yeah, and then three hours of George Reister. You can't beat that. So let's introduce the Odd Couple crew, George, and then get this thing popping because it is a ton to talk about, both on the field and off, as we all know. All right, we got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Ex-Vegan, is back. I knew he'd be back today because he gets to shine because it's Teichert's Tower of Trivia.
You said the Ex-Vegan?
Yeah, Alex, I mean, he might want to try to explain himself, but yeah, dude be eating meat like a mug.
Okay, we got to chill there.
Ribs, chicken,
calm
burgers.
Down.
Am I wrong?
I mean, a little bit. It's not that crazy.
A little bit is all it takes.
Oh, you stop it.
To be an ex-vegan.
Yes. Yes, correct. Correct. You are. He is right. Vegan's one of those things is like another thing that starts with a V. You either all in or you all out.
No, that's true. I will say this, if we're being like 100, I've never really been like full plant-based on the vegan side because I have honey every day, and that's like a anti-vegan.
Oh, that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
To them, it does.
Nothing died to make honey.
Yeah, I would have never known in a million years that honey was against the rules.
Yeah, they call it an animal, bees.
I think of like, you know, like dairy and all of that in terms of, you know, vegetarian versus vegan, but then honey.
I barely include a dairy, but I
guess. Yeah, exactly.
To me, it's you're not eating burgers. You're not
eating, just not meat. Yes. That's my thing.
Yeah. So, all right. Hey, you can see, George, it's a touchy subject. Yeah,
it's not
so
touchy.
You can tell, dude salty.
No, it's clearly very touchy.
Yo, what y'all mean? Nah, don't be saying I ain't. Nah, I'm still up in there.
Hey, this is clearly very touchy. His voice went up a couple
octaves.
George, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
Super producer Rob G is in the house and on the update.
Hey, Steve.
Our man, Steve DeSager. All right. This happened recently. We had a chance to talk about it yesterday, but we haven't heard your view, George, and obviously the big news in sports right now is the NFL appealing the Deshaun Watson ruling from Sue L. Robinson, the independent arbiter, who gave him 6 games. The NFL wants more, and we now know it will not be Roger Goodell making the decision. It will be former New Jersey Attorney General Peter C. Harvey who is making the final call. So your thoughts in general on, do you think the NFL is doing the right thing? Do you think the 6 games was low? And do you think that, well, I'll get to the Peter Harvey stuff with you after that, but share with us your general thoughts.
Well, first thing is, I generally like the NFL to stay out of the adjudication business. It is not a law enforcement arm. It is not any of those things. So I generally like the league to stay out of those types of things. But you do have to understand that this is a business. And when things affect the bottom line, you have to, like, there are steps that have to be mitigated, although it doesn't feel right that it's navigated by the court of public opinion. But when it first came out, though, Chris, I was like, okay, a 6-game suspension felt it didn't feel fair. It didn't feel right, but it felt like it made sense.
Really? It felt low to me.
Yeah. Well, hold on. So I thought it made sense based upon history with the Ezekiel Elliott and the Ben Roethlisberger case, and being that 6 games had been the standard suspension or what is.
And that's
the
clearly.
Suspension.
Yeah. To your point, that's clearly what she based her ruling on, because she agreed with the NFL that they had proven their point that he ran afoul of the conduct policy. But that's why I think there does need to be an appeal by the league and a stiffer penalty, whatever it is, 10 games, 12 games, a season. Here's why, quickly, and I'll let you get to it. Because I don't think she should have went on precedent. You're supposed to be independent. Those precedents were set by Roger Goodell in a previous collective bargaining agreement. This was supposed to be a new day. So you come with a new ruling. I get in a court of law that that's what you do, but this wasn't that. And so I think if they set a new precedent, say it's 12 games now, so in the future, God forbid, if this type of thing happens, that guy won't be getting 6 games. He'll be getting 12. And again, hopefully it leads to it deters guys who might think to do that in the future. So that's why I like the appeal by the NFL.
Now I didn't get to this point yet. I think the NFL did the right thing by appealing it. Even though when they collectively bargained the last CBA, they said that as far as suspensions go, there would be an independent arbiter, which was right. Judge Sue Robinson. And then if the league or the players didn't like the decision, then they could further appeal it to either Roger Goodell or whoever he appoints. And he appointed the former New Jersey attorney general. Now, where? I did not think so. I thought that it made sense initially. But then when I read the opinion of Judge Sue Robinson, and she essentially said that he ran afoul of the conduct policy and that she believes in just the 4 cases that they heard this about, because the other ones they didn't deem credible enough to put in this. And there were 4. And she said she believed it, that he did, and that he didn't seem remorseful, and right. It was flagrant, and that this is the worst case that the NFL has seen. Now, when I read that, I was like, whoa, 6 games doesn't make sense anymore. Now, this is a case where she should have, I believe, not use precedent. But this is also leads to, Chris, that Deshaun Watson had the opportunity to negotiate with the NFL a suspension. The league supposedly was willing to do 12 games and a fine of, you know, around $6 million. That means you could have got him down to 10 games and, you know, $3-4 million, which would have satisfied everybody, right? Like, there would have still been some people who would have been unhappy, but he would have been suspended for longer than the season. But he still would have had gotten a chance to play. He could have lived with that. And instead, it was this constant arrogance in the situation. And that's why, honestly, Chris, once things escalated, I was like, I would have suspended him for an entire year, not necessarily because I could prove whether he did it or not, because there's no evidence, really, in terms of there's no videotapes, there's none of this other stuff.
Right.
But I would have suspended him for a year for recklessness, for putting the league in danger, for putting himself in danger. Like, it was just flagrant. In between 66 and 100 massage therapists in like 17 months. But Chris, though, the one thing, and I'm gonna send it to you on this, is the league gave just the Houston Texans in this, not even mentioned, and they had a hand in allowing this to happen as well.
They settled some lawsuits themselves.
Exactly. And the league, not a peep from them about the Texans.
Right. Well, we're going to get to, in the next segment, the league and how they deal with their owners, because that's been a topic that's been coming up. You know, whether you think Watson is guilty or not, the owners are getting away with some stuff themselves. And that just doesn't seem fair, isn't fair. So we're going to get into that next. But look, Peter Harvey, the former New Jersey Attorney General, it's interesting because he was picked by Goodell, obviously to make it look like objective. But you got to believe that, you know, it's going
to
be a ruling that's
to give
favorable,
a suspension.
Right, favorable
yes, he's put
for the
there
league.
To give a year suspension.
So what do you think? So you said you think it should be a year, or you thought it should be a year. I was at one point, I thought it would be a year. Is that what you think would be best right now? Like, you think you should come back with a year? Because, well, let me hit you this way.
There are reports
that the NFL
10 and 12 games.
There's reports that the league wants one of two things. Charles Robinson, Yahoo, reported multiple sources have told him the league wants either this, which is an indefinite suspension, and after this season, Deshaun would be able to apply for reinstatement. He must go to treatment, and that in that scenario, he would not get fined. Or they want 12 games, roughly a $10 million fine, and treatment. So of those two, do you have a preference?
I mean, if, who am I? Am I George Rice or am I Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, you ain't Deshaun Watson. All right, so. Well, now, you know what? That's interesting, though. You could go from both perspectives. Tell me from both perspectives.
Okay, so for me, I'm taking the year suspension because
I'm viewing you not as a player. I'm viewing you as an outsider looking at this situation. Not if you had been playing.
Okay.
Give me your view as an outsider.
If I want to pound.
What you think is more fair, I guess, or appropriate?
If as an outsider, if I want a pound of flesh, I go, you know, the 10, 12 games and a $10 million fine. I mean, that $10 million hit you in the wallet, homie. I mean, I don't care how much money that you have. A $10 million fine is a lot of money.
It taps him in the wallet.
Yes, for sure.
It breathes on him. It blows on his wallet. I don't know if it hits him.
Oh, no, it definitely does. Because when you look at Deshaun Watson's career, now when you look at how much he's going to make versus how much he's made, because he's on a 5-year, $230 million deal now. But throughout his career up to this point, like he's not a guy who's made, you know, $100 million. Up to this point, he's made $51 million. And, you know, some of that has gone to taxes. So let's say
half of it, basically.
Yeah. So a $10 million fine to a guy who's pocketed $51 million, that's a huge fine.
So from his perspective, what do you think is best?
Oh, if I'm taking a year suspension.
Really?
But at the same time, no, I would take the 10
to
12 games.
Money is big.
Well, but actually, no, I would take the shorter suspension because he needs to. If you're Deshaun Watson, you want to get back on the field because he hasn't played football. Chris has not played football since December of 2020. And it will be, if he gets suspended for an entire year, it will be September of 2023, the next time that he throws a football in an NFL game. That will be almost 3 years. And remember, Colin Kaepernick, who was sitting on the sideline.
And there's also this. And this is why I think it might be best for the NFL to go with the 12 games, $10 million or thereabouts, and the treatment. I like the treatment. I think he needs treatment. And I also think that even if he's not remorseful at this point, maybe he'll become remorseful in treatment. Like he'll understand what the issue is, why he did those things.
Well,
and
I didn't like his comments,
it enables him, right. But it enables him, if he goes through treatment, people can look at him like, okay, especially if he comes out and apologizes, people can then forgive him. And he can begin his rehabilitation as far as the public image can begin. Then there's the play in this season. And you make a great point about him going 2 years, two full seasons without playing. There's also this, the negative attention, the controversy, all the hoopla, everything that's going to surround his return. If he comes back after 12 games this season, you get it all out of the way this year.
Yep.
That's him, that's the Browns, that's the league, because none of them are going to want to deal with that. But you get it out of the way this season, and when he comes back next year, it's a clean slate, a fresh start. It's just about football for the most part. So I think that's why the 12-game suspension, good point, the $10 million because of, you know, what he's made thus far would be significant. and the treatment. So I think that's how he should go. But we, as I said, we're going to get into some more stuff surrounding this situation. And Roger Goodell, he doesn't want to be the judge, jury, and executioner for Deshaun Watson. But he certainly doesn't have an issue being that with the owners. We'll get into that next. It's the iCouple. George Reister's in for Rob Parker. I'm Chris Broussard. Keep it locked. All right. Let me tell you, folks, man, what do you like? All right. What's your favorite live event? Is it a rocking concert? Is it an action-packed game? Or is it an evening of hilarious stand-up comedy? Whatever it is, enter for a chance to win tickets in the 5-Hour Energy Live sweepstakes. 5-Hour Energy is giving away $100 StubHub gift cards that you can use for live music, sports, or entertainment. Just buy any 5-Hour Energy product, take a picture of your receipt, and upload it at 5helive.com. That's 5helive.com. Try the 5-Hour Energy Strength watermelon flavor. It's to die for. The taste is unbelievable. With zero sugar and a convenient portable size, it's the perfect pick-me-up for getting stuff done. Go to 5-Hour Energy's website to find over 15 flavors to choose from. On the site, you even have the option to build your own 12-pack or even a 24-pack, should you like. You choose the flavors, and it's delivered right to the door. But if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-Hour Energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. See website for official rules. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics.
You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
That's right. It is a TV theme song Thursday, in case you didn't know. We're the iCouple, and if you're dealing with a dead battery, head on over to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to the Zone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. All right. We just saw, George, the ruling on Deshaun Watson was not the only one to come down. The owners had a ruling, Steve Ross in particular, with the Miami Dolphins, and it was found that he tampered with Tom Brady, both when he played for the Patriots and the Buccaneers, to get him to quarterback the Miami Dolphins. And Sean Payton, who was, of course, the coach of the New Orleans Saints. The league found him guilty and fined him $1.5 million, suspended him from the facility and all other NFL activities until mid-October, and took a first-round pick next year, 2023, and a third-round pick in 2024 from the Miami Dolphins, who also have another first-round pick next year from the San Francisco 49ers trade. So they still have a first-round pick, but they lost one. And unlike the Deshaun Watson situation, Roger Goodell just ruled on this, like it used to be with players. He just called it himself. And a lot of people are pointing out, George, the stark difference in the punishments. Deshaun Watson may be suspended for an entire season, maybe fined $10 million. And the owner, Stephen Ross, is only going to miss about 6 weeks of regular season action and a $1.5 million fine. And unlike Deshaun, as you pointed out, Ross has tons of money. All right.
Yeah.
Billions. And so does Deshaun, but not compared to Stephen Ross. So when you look also at the fact that not only are the rulings different, but Roger Goodell, who works for the owners, who works for Stephen Ross, made the ruling. So you know he's only going to go so far. And what this one to me, while bad, isn't the one that really irks me. It is Daniel Snyder. And Daniel Snyder, all of the accusations of a toxic environment in his organization, all of the accusations of sexual harassment, women saying they were harassed hundreds of times. One woman said every day that she worked there over the course of several years, she was harassed. He himself is accused of sexual harassment to get a woman to sleep with her and groping her and things like that.
Yeah, and he paid out personally a settlement for
the penalty was not nearly as severe as what Deshaun Watson might lose. So where do you land on this? I think that while Deshaun needs to pay the price, so to speak, I think the owners do as well, especially when you put in the collective, or I should say the league's constitution and bylaws, that you're going to hold owners to a higher standard.
Yes.
Are you?
They are,
because I don't see it. That's where I'm at on this.
They are not holding owners at all to a higher standard.
Is George Reister there?
And they would tell you.
Did something happen to George?
No, I'm right here. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Okay, George, go ahead. I'm having technical difficulties here.
Okay.
In my studio.
I was like,
what? Or are you talking? You were talking.
Yes, I was talking.
So could you hear me?
Yes, I heard.
Okay, because I couldn't hear you.
I was trying to insert myself in the middle, but you couldn't hear me either.
No, I couldn't hear you at all.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So a $10 million. So the owners would tell you, Roger Goodell said, hey, listen, the culture of the Washington football team is being cleaned up. Daniel Snyder's not in charge of the team. His wife, Tanya, is. He was fined $10 million. So many people fired, all of this stuff. And it, no matter what the workplace looked like, the one thing that may actually cause Daniel Snyder to lose the team is if they find out or figure out that he actually cheated the other owners out of one nickel.
Right.
Out of one nickel. That will be the thing that forces him to sell the franchise. And I know that he'll get billions from that. But that's not what he wants. He's been on record saying he wants to pass the franchise.
He's got billions.
Yeah. He wants to pass the franchise down to his kids, and then he might end it up in the hands of Jeff Bezos, which he won't want either. But to go back to Stephen Ross, though.
All right, let's get to this guest, George, and then we'll get back to this. We have Jovan Buha, friend of the show, Lakers beat writer for The Athletic, joining us. Jovan, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you as always. All right, let's get to it. The big news of the day, LeBron eligible for a 2-year, $97 million extension. The sides met today. Nothing came of it. Rich Paul said it was productive, but that's it. They'll continue to talk. What is your read on kind of where things stand and really even what each side wants?
Well, if you're the Lakers, I think you want to sign LeBron to that extension. I think you want to lock him up long term. I think up to this point, he's proven to be worth every penny and then some, right? And helped you win a championship in 2020. Last season, I think by all measures was a top 10 guy still. We'll see this season where he's at going into his age 38 season. But I think he's obviously aged as well as any superstar in NBA history. So I don't really see any reason why that would change over the next couple of years, barring an injury. So I think from the Lakers side, it's pretty straightforward. I think from LeBron's side is where the real interest is, because, from what I've heard and just kind of my sense of things, like, this is his only leverage really over the Lakers right now. I mean, of course, he has leverage just being LeBron, being a superstar, and just all that kind of comes with that. But he is, someone who wants the team to be upgraded and is looking at, potentially a Kyrie Irving trade or a Buddy Hield trade. And, I don't think he's happy with the current state of the roster. So I think you know, this is something that he has some leverage with LA, you know, with in terms of just potentially not signing this extension until they, you know, make a move. So I think he's probably going to play this out a little bit, be it a few weeks, a few months. You know, we'll see how long it ends up happening until he signs it. But then there's also the other factor of Bronny and his future. And, you know, does LeBron want that flexibility, you know, to potentially join another team if Bronny ends up elsewhere? Or, you know, maybe he ends up in L.A. and then it all works out that way. But we've seen this with LeBron, you know, especially in Cleveland, where he was kind of going year to year and applying pressure on the front office through that. So I suspect right now that is definitely part of his motivation, is just maintaining that flexibility and also applying some pressure of, hey, I want a better roster. Go trade for Kyrie. Go trade for Buddy Hield. You know, make us better.
What about the reports that have come out today that LeBron is done playing with Russell Westbrook? That they that, like, how true is that? Because just a few weeks ago, we heard that they that him, Anthony Davis, and LeBron had a nice Zoom session. So where do things actually stand?
I think things are still icy. I mean, I was there. I sat right behind LeBron on the baseline at Summer League at that game. And it was like LeBron was the godfather and everyone was coming up to him, kissing the ring. You had Rob Pelinka and Darvin Ham and all the players that were in attendance. And the one guy who didn't come up to him was Russell Westbrook. And the, you know, they left, they did not interact. And they did have that meeting that weekend over the phone. But a few days later, Russ ended up parting ways with his agent, and his agent came out. And, you know, one of the, you know, Thad Fouché, one of the more private, big-time agents in the NBA, doesn't do a lot of interviews, doesn't, you know, he's not a guy you're going to see sitting courtside. Like, he's a very behind-the-scenes agent, but he released that statement to ESPN, and it was like, you know, basically the implications were Russ is not, you know, Russ doesn't want to be in L.A. He doesn't want to adapt and adjust to the role that the Lakers are asking of him, and he wants to go elsewhere. And if he goes elsewhere, he might get bought out and kind of bounce around again. And I just think, you know, kind of reading between the lines there and what we saw and what we didn't see in terms of just them not interacting, like, I do think this is icy. And I think it got icy towards the end of the regular season, just in terms of their interactions on the court and, you know, kind of just the way that they would interact even in front of the media. It wasn't as warm as it used to be compared to the beginning of the season. So to me, you know, I think LeBron is always calculated, and he's always, you know, I think going to be smart with the kind of the way he moves publicly. But I think behind the scenes, he's ready to move on from Russ. I think everyone's really ready to move on from Russ. The problem is the rest of the league knows that, and they're holding that against the Lakers. The Lakers don't have a lot of leverage, and everyone's asking for the moon. It's, you know, give us a couple picks, give us your young guys, and you know, trying to maximize what they can get from L.A. So right now, I think it's a big game of chicken, and ultimately one side is going to have to fold. And I do suspect it'll probably be the Lakers, and it'll probably have to be a couple picks attached to Russ if they do end up trading him.
With the report, you know, and you talked about what it, the comments by his ex-agent, Thad Fouché, combined with the recent report you actually had in your story about Darvin Ham, you know, having the power to bench Russ at the end of games, which really is saying we're going to let Darvin Ham coach, right? He's going to be the coach
exactly.
of the team.
Exactly.
But, you know, obviously these – yeah. But they're saying this stuff, whereas last year it was kind of hidden about Frank Vogel. Did he even have the power to do that? Do you think these leaks, if you will, are a sign that the Lakers know Russ is not about to do what Darvin wants him to do? Darvin's been outspoken about we want him to defend – you know, we want him to not worry about, you know, basically play differently. Do you sense that there's a feeling like Russ just is not going to adjust to that?
Yes. I think people around the team are skeptical of that. And you know, I think I'm skeptical of that as well, because, you know, I think sometimes people kind of forget what the narratives were 12 months ago, but 12 months ago, people were saying the same thing with Russ. Of,
right.
You know, they had the intro press conference with Frank Vogel and Rob Pelinka, and it was all, you know, we're going to play up tempo, and Russ is going to you know, we're going to figure out ways to play him off the ball, and he's going to be our defensive captain and this and that and all this different stuff that just never came to fruition last season. And, you know, Russ has played one way for 14 years. It has made him a Hall of Famer. It has made him one of the best point guards ever. But it also makes him a hard fit next to other superstars. And we've kind of seen some of those struggles since leaving Kevin Durant and just kind of the limitations of having Russ being your second or third best player or even your first best player. Like, you know, it's the sample size has not been great over the last, you know, 5-6 years. So I think there is some healthy skepticism within the organization of him actually making those changes. And that's where I think, you know, last year, I think it was handling him with kid gloves. You saw the way they spoke about him in the media, right. And just always kind of, you know, pumping him up. And even when he'd have a bad game, you know, they'd, you know, LeBron would take the blame, or AD would take the blame, or Frank Vogel would. And I think this upcoming season, it's going to be treating him more like a normal player. And if you don't play well, you're going to get benched. And if you don't buy into the things that we're telling you to do, you eventually might be coming off the bench. And if it gets even worse, you might just be sent home and you know, not even be playing on our team. So I think with him being an expiring contract and with the way the first season played out, I think they're open to possibilities that they weren't open to last season.
Great stuff. That's Jovan Buha, Lakers beat writer for The Athletic. Thanks a lot, man. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it. Talk to you guys soon.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we could sit here on The Odd Couple and talk about how complicated, complex, difficult other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, but we won't. We'll just take the high road and talk about how simple, easy, peaceful Discover makes it. When you want to redeem cash in any amount, you can do it at any time with Discover. I mean, it's amazing, folks. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. All right, George Reister, we have the Hall of Fame game tonight. Exhibition game kicking off
allegedly.
Preseason. Yeah. Right. You're right about that. The inappropriately named Hall of Fame game since we don't have any future Hall of Famers playing. Trevor Lawrence out. Derek Carr, the Raiders guys, they're not playing. What was your – now, you were a guy that played tight end for Jacksonville, and you started about half your career. What did you play, 6 years? Started about half your career. What was your view toward the preseason? And talk about different players' views, the starters, the stars. And, you know, then the guys obviously trying to make the squad.
Well, if you're a guy that's trying to make the squad, you want every single preseason game. You want every waking minute that you can get on a football field with people to see you, because you're not only auditioning for your own team, but you're auditioning for the other 31 teams as well, because they have a scouting department that's literally dedicated to watching other teams' film. So you play well doesn't mean that you may not fit in where you are, but you may fit somewhere else. But for the guys at in the very top of the roster and then the middle of the, like the guys who are for sure going to be on the team, hate the preseason, bro. Absolutely hate the preseason because it only brings opportunities for you to get injured.
Right.
And in college football, right? There are no preseason games, and the product is still really good, right?
Right.
And in the year with the in 2020, preseason gone. What happened? Product great, ratings fine. So this is just the cash cow for the owners, because they get a chance to have games on television. Parking, beers being bought, tickets being bought without paying the players their proper salaries. So that's why the owners don't want to get rid of the preseason. It's about money for them. But for the players, aside from the guys who are fighting to get into the league and be in the league, the preseason largely just – like Trevor Lawrence isn't even playing tonight. Neither is Travis Etienne, James Robinson, right. Any of those. Darren Waller's not going to play today. So none of the people who are actually going to be contributing greatly to you winning and losing aren't even playing. So you're doing this. This is a money grab. This is an opportunity.
You often hear players talk about how whether it's the a Pro Bowl or a preseason game, when you go out there and don't play your hardest, that's when you're most susceptible to injury.
Exactly.
It sounds like a cliche, but can you – I mean, you've probably been on the field and I guess maybe – at times not giving your hardest, you know, because of the situation, not because you were low.
Oh,
do you really believe that? That
yes.
If you don't go full board, yes, you got a better chance of getting hurt, and why?
For sure. Because it's a little bit of your, like, all of your energy needs to be dedicated and focused on what you're doing. It's literally like if we're doing this and we're, you know, not in it fully, where we're trying to text, we're trying to talk to your wife in the background, right, or anything like that, you're not really as focused and you're more likely to have a slip up or something else. It's the same thing. If you're not fully in tune and locked in, that's when, you know, somebody can fall into you. You're not fully aware. Mm-hmm. Your muscles aren't as engaged as they need to be. So if your heart is not truly in it, then you shouldn't really be out on the field, because I agree with that old adage that something bad can happen when you do that.
All right. That's our man, George Reister. Did you play in most preseason games or what?
No. I probably played in about half the preseason games that were available to me.
Okay. All right. Well, look, we got 2 hours left on a TV theme song Thursday. Plenty to get into. We spoke with Jovan Buha about the Lakers and LeBron. We'll get more into that next. You want to keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening, because we about to bring that heat in the next hour. Lock it!
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.